I have a question.
Hey guys, it's Brittany.
And it's Caitlin.
And we're doing a random thing. We're actually in the vehicle. And we're driving to DFW area to get pet fish.
Okay, let's say the story behind this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, why don't you go ahead and tell them?
So my mom bought a fish tank.
Totally got a wild hair up her ass and was like, I'm going to go buy a fish tank for 20 bucks.
For no reason.
10-gallon fish tank. She says that we're going to be able to take care of these fish. It's okay, so it's 5 o'clock now. I give it till 2 a.m. before we're scooping out dead fish out of the fish tank.
I mean, my mom does have a blue thumb when it comes to fish.
A blue thumb. Versus a green thumb.
Yes.
So,
good at taking care of fish.
So, we're going to see how well these fish survive. We'll keep you updated. We don't even know what we're going to buy yet, but...
Oh my God, we should name them.
We'll name them. They'll all have names. They'll be part of the family, and they'll be dead by 2 a.m., so...
It's not like carnival fish, where you just shake the bag and they die.
Well, we don't know that yet. I don't even know what we're getting. Traffic is crazy busy. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get out of here. We might be sitting here while we do the entire podcast. So, what we thought we'd do is just off-the-wall, random conversation, ask each other questions, not have anything planned or scripted or anything, and just have a normal conversation on our drive to DFW. So.
And we have my mom with me.
Yes.
Leanne, say hi.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, she's sitting in the passenger seat. She's the co-pilot.
Also, Brittany might have some road rage here and there.
It's quite possible. So, Caitlin, you went to the library the other day.
See.
And what kind of books did you pick out?
Unsolved Crime.
Okay, and what's it about? It's obviously about unsolved crimes, but what kind of unsolved crimes is it about?
Like Marilyn Monroe, the dumb blonde who knew it all.
And that's what they called her in the book?
Yes.
You've read a lot of it in the past few days. What have you learned?
That back then our technique of finding murderers were horrible.
Well, yeah, we didn't have the technology that we have today, like DNA and fingerprints and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
it was a little harder to... You know what I've thought about? I thought that, and this might be an invasion of privacy and why the government doesn't do it, but I think every child that's born should be chipped with their DNA, their blood type, their name, and have like a little GPS system in the chip. And so that way when people come up missing, all they have to do is put the chip number in and the GPS pulls up where the chip is located.
That would be cool, but there's this chance of hackers.
They do that to dogs, and it never works. They don't find their owners half the time.
But, I don't know. I think, and then, you know, you found somebody murdered because of their chip, you can pull up a record of what chip was in 10 feet of this chip when...
Oh God.
In the last whatever hours it's been since this person's been dead, and probably find the killer.
That's like saying we're going to turn into robots.
Well, I don't think it's robots. I think it should just be a little chip, like the size of a rice, and it should be shot into your arm and
as soon as you're born. Like
killers
us.
Would take out those chips.
But you could at least find an arm. And, like I said, you could get data of who was nearest the chip within so many hours that the body was located.
I don't know.
Nobody agrees with me?
No.
I would not want to have a chip in my arm without my consent.
Well?
Like, I could be shitting on a toilet, and they'll be like, beeping me, paging me, and be like, beep, beep. Oh, we found her, she's shitting on a toilet, everyone.
She's at the 7-Eleven out in fucking Oklahoma. But at least we know where we're at, Caitlin, and know you were safe shitting on the toilet at a 7-Eleven in the middle of fucking Oklahoma and not out in some field.
I mean, I would be okay shitting in a field.
That is not the point of having a chip put in your arm when you're born.
But, like, if I didn't have a chip or a chip with, I would still shit.
You'd rather shit in the woods than in a 7-Eleven.
I mean, if there's no 7-Eleven around, I mean, sure.
That's no shame whatsoever. We used to go camping when I was in high school, and we had a bucket with a toilet seat on top of it that we used to use the restroom, because it's harder for girls to pop a squat in the woods than it is for guys.
I mean, unless you have thunder thighs, then you really can.
But I'm a pretty good squatter.
Me too. I can squat 225.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, since you brought up using the bathroom in the woods, I was just saying, I'm a pretty good squatter when it comes to that. Now, lifting weights, squatting, the last time I squatted was at police academy, and I don't remember how much I squatted.
Well, I beat the middle school's record, so.
Well, that's pretty good.
I don't remember the high school's. I probably beat it, too. I don't care.
So, what else did you do this week? Oh, yeah, you're being homeschooled now.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to public school anymore.
I feel like homeschooled's better, honestly.
Why is that?
Like, I can help my mom around the house, or...
We have more time to do podcasts.
Yeah, we have more time, and that really is nice, because I love to talk.
Yeah. So...
Why do you like podcasts?
Why do I like podcasts?
Yes.
I don't know. Like I said, I've listened to a lot of podcasts. I listen to podcasts when I'm patrolling, when I'm on duty. And my podcast go-to right now is The Box of Oddities. And that's what I'm listening to. And I've learned a lot of interesting stuff. I think I learn more things on podcast listening than I do other stuff. I like listening to true crime stuff. So, and then to do a podcast, I just thought it'd be interesting for me and you to have conversations on a podcast and talk about random shit and have different listeners. And it
can bring us closer than we are.
Yeah. And then make new friends and find things to talk about. And like you said, have a stronger relationship. And I think the podcast is going to be good for our little family.
Yep.
After listening to Merritt talk about the catfish eating the algae in the fish tank, I think he's going to be an interesting guest.
Yes.
He needs a haircut. I realized that today.
Yes, you realized that today?
Well, I was...
This child had a Bob Ross looking hair going
on. It's really Bob Ross. Like, there's no... It's all Bob Ross.
But he has no art skills. Just a disclaimer right there. I'm the one who got the hand-to-hand. The technique.
So he's going to be interesting to... I don't know. I could see a podcast with Merritt going on for like 4 days.
Me too, honestly. Like, no sleep. He talks a lot.
No sleep. All Merritt. Telling us everything he knows, which is more than all of us in this vehicle combined know.
I know more than that.
So, I listened to a really interesting episode on The Box of Oddities yesterday, and it was about reincarnation, and it was awesome. It was an awesome episode.
Do you believe in it?
I do believe in it. I think there's too many, I don't know how to explain it. I think there's too many souls to not be recycled.
I have deja vu.
Well, let me tell you a story. Okay, so there's a town in Texas, it's called Mineral Wells, and it's got a very large, old, rundown, no longer in service hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was in high school, during driver's ed, we drove to Mineral Wells, and we came over, I'd never been to Mineral Wells before, until we did driver's ed, and so we get right outside of Mineral Wells, and we come over this hill, and you can see the Baker Hotel. And ooh. I immediately thought, oh my God, I've been there. Like, I know, I've been to the Baker Hotel. But it hasn't been in service since, like, the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And I was born in the 80s. And so, was just obsessed with the Baker Hotel. Like, wanted to know more about it. went home and looked it up and researched it and all that stuff. Well, my brother let me borrow a book about some murders that happened in Stephenville, Texas, mm-hmm. called The Snow Murders.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to be in law enforcement. It's always been in my blood. I just felt like I belonged in law enforcement. And so I read this book, and I was reading about the murders or whatever. Well, it talked about the Baker Hotel in Mineral Wells, and it talked about this sheriff that was sheriff during the time that the Baker was thriving or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I read the sheriff's name, and I was like, I know that name. Like, that name sounds so familiar. And so I kept reading the book or whatever. Well, I went to bed later that night and fell asleep. And had a very real vivid dream that I got a phone call on my cell phone, and it was an unknown number, and that I answered the phone, and there was a guy on the other line, and he was like, "Of course you know the sheriff from Mineral Wells, because that was you," and then hung up. And then I woke up, but it was like the most realist fucking dream I'd ever had in my life. It was insane. So I believe in reincarnation, and I think I was around in like the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. And then I've had, like, first time I shot a gun, I of course shot it right-handed. Yeah. And couldn't hit shit to save my life. And then I put it in my left hand and couldn't miss to save my life. Got a left-handed shot, and I just felt like I had always been a left-handed shooter, and I had never shot a gun until I went to police academy.
Did the sheriff also shoot left-handed?
I don't know. That's something to look into and research, but I don't know. There's just something about Mineral Wells and something about the Baker Hotel that makes me think that I've lived a past life as a sheriff in Mineral Wells, Texas. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Why is that?
So, I was in Arkansas, and me and my brother were learning how to use guns. We started off with Nerf, BB, and then a real gun, which my brother would never get to use because he didn't know the 3-gun rules. Anywho, I first shot it with my hand, and I felt like I was a Indian, and we were in the middle of some type of war. It wasn't really a war, but we were like in a forest, something like that. And then I shot one of my people, and then they thought I was a witch and burned me in the Salem trials.
So was this a dream?
It was a dream.
Okay.
But, okay, no. I actually shot the gun in Arkansas.
Okay.
And then I had a flashback, and I was like, that's weird. And then I went to sleep, and I woke up as like a baby, and I was being drowned in the river for being a witch.
Huh.
It was crazy. But
I could see you being a witch in your past life. Just your personality and how weird and morbid you are, I could see you being a witch in your past life. I don't know who that was. Oh, that was EMS. Looked like a sheriff's department vehicle. Mm-hmm. So anyways, yeah, it was talking about, so I might butcher this last name. This kid, they believe that he was Lou Gehrig, a professional baseball player, mm-hmm. reincarnated. And so this kid can, like, he's 4, and he did some opening throws at some baseball games and struck some professional baseball players out, like, had a hand from hell. He throws left-handed, like Lou Gehrig threw left-handed, mm-hmm. and then they were at the stadium, and there was a picture of him, Lou Gehrig, and Babe Ruth mm-hmm. in a picture together. And the little boy, Christian, I think was his name, became really upset when he looked at the picture of Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth, aww. And he was like, I don't like him. So he didn't get along with Babe Ruth, come to find out. They researched it and everything, and Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig had a falling out, and Christian told his mom all about it, that Lou Gehrig walked in on Babe Ruth in a hotel room with Lou Gehrig's wife.
Oh, my.
And so he became really upset, Christian did, at the stadium when he saw that picture of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. And there was something else that they talked about. This was on the podcast, The Box of Oddities.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but, he told his mom when he was three, he had just started talking. Well, he was, you know, just starting to put sentences together at three.
Mm-hmm.
And he told his mom that he was a tall baseball player. And his mom was like, yeah, you'll be a tall baseball player when you get older. And he got really pissed off with his mom at 3 year old, 3 years old, and was like, no, mom, I was a tall baseball player. And so they did a bunch of research. I see him. They did a bunch of research on Lou Gehrig, and this kid, I mean, just, he's not supposed to know the stuff he knew when he was 3 years old.
Yeah.
So, and then I worked at a place before I became a 911 dispatcher, and we took calls for Sallie Mae loans, and I worked with a girl, her name was Jamie, and she had a 7-year-old son that she believed was Buddy Holly reincarnated, which was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fuck this up, but he was a singer back in the day, and he was killed in a plane crash. I think,
I think
outside somewhere in Lubbock or something. Is that legit? I don't know. But anyways, Buddy Holly was killed in a plane crash, and her son, when he was about 3 or 4, could sing all of Buddy Holly's songs and could play them on the piano and the guitar. And then told his mom about everyone else that was on the plane and told her where the plane went down and told her about the pilot and just told her.
That's something you should not know at 3.
No.
That's like, wow.
Told her something about only stuff that Buddy Holly
would know
back in the day. And then he also told her that he was Elvis Presley's twin brother, because Elvis had a twin brother that died at birth.
Yes.
But he told his mom something along the line of, I had a brother, his name was Elvis, but I didn't live long enough to know him. And this is this kid talking at 3 years old.
Yeah.
So, but I think we sat there and we researched, and I think Elvis was born either right after Buddy Holly was, or anyways, the timelines didn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid, like I said, was 7 years old and totally 100% believed that he was Buddy Holly. Told his mom that he was Buddy Holly from a past life.
So you mentioned Elvis. Do you think he actually died on the toilet, or do you think it was a fake death?
I think he really died on the toilet. I don't think he's still alive.
I think the dead man that they found underneath the bridge was Elvis Presley.
What?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think he faked his death, and then he
went into witness protection.
Yeah.
And then when they went into witness protection, he got out of something, and then the homeless man that they just found
recently?
What, no. 2 years ago?
About 3 years ago.
Where at?
They found this homeless man, and he shares the same critiques as Elvis did.
Did they do a DNA test on this man that they found underneath the bridge, or?
I can't remember. Let me look it up.
Okay, so she's going to look it up.
I am,
but
too.
But if you couldn't hear her, because she doesn't have a mic hooked up to her, she just in the passenger seat.
It says he died of a heart attack, not drugs.
Leanne said that Elvis went into witness protection, and then they found a man dead underneath the bridge like 3 years ago, and he met all of the...
It said he died at 42.
Elvis did?
Yes, of a heart attack.
Yeah, on
the toilet.
Right.
February 1st, 2000... It says here, February 1st of 2015... A body of a homeless man found in San Diego has been identified, and artificial and re-gendering of what elderly Elvis might look like. Is still pulling up to see if the DNA. Let's see here.
I think it would have made more national news if the DNA of this guy matched the DNA of Elvis, because I've never heard this story. I don't know. I think that Elvis died on the toilet that day.
Me too now.
Why? What would be a reason that Elvis would want to go into witness protection?
I don't know.
To hide from all his fans or something. He was stressed out.
Yeah, the popularity and the depression and the different... He just wanted to get away.
But his death was quite common, even though it was embarrassing. He sat on the toilet, straining very hard to have a bowel movement, a maneuver that put a great amount of pressure on his heart and aorta.
So he died constipated and trying to take a poo.
He had a massive heart attack and kneeled over onto the floor. That's sad.
Okay.
Did have a twin.
Confirmed by a website that Leanne looked at, the DNA did not match Elvis of the man that was found underneath, the homeless man that was found underneath the bridge.
But he did have a drug abuse.
Well, yeah. Most people who get into Hollywood or something like that have problems with drugs.
Yeah.
So.
But not necessarily always street drugs. They can be prescription drugs. Alcohol. I mean, there's all kinds of different addictions. Gambling.
Yeah. I think if we had a lot of money, I think we would both have gambling addictions.
I think y'all would too.
You would have a gambling addiction.
I would have a gambling addiction because every time we go to Oklahoma, I don't want to stop. I want to keep playing. And
I would have a spending addiction.
But the problem that we would have is that this year we're going to owe so much money in taxes for how much we won in Oklahoma this last year. It's going to be unreal.
Yeah, it's the tea, guys.
It's
a tax return for us.
We'll see. So anyways, what else?
So you mentioned a Hollywood person. So Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
So, do you think... Do you think that it was suicide or murder?
Okay, I told you not to bring this up because I haven't researched it enough. I've read a few things. And I know the stuff I have read on Marilyn Monroe's death. I've thought to myself, this bitch was murdered. Because she was involved with people she shouldn't have been involved with.
Yeah.
And the government had a way of covering up their shit back in the day. And so she knew too much about JFK. She knew too much about the government. So they needed to get rid of her. So they made it look like a drug overdose.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's something that I would have to look into more and research more. But I just remember the stuff that I have looked into and I have researched that I thought to myself that this bitch was murdered, like I said, so.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't a bitch.
She wasn't a bitch, but she's a female. What do you think, Caitlin? Do you think she committed suicide?
Or
do you think it was an accident? Or do you think she was murdered?
So it could have been both. She did have depression, being famous and all. It comes with that beautiful package of being pretty and popular all over the screens. I think it could have been, but I think she was more murdered than suicide.
I don't know. So, do you think drug overdoses are accidents, or do you think they're suicides?
Drug overdoses, sometimes it can be someone drugged overdosed you and spiked your drink with a lot of pills. Or
choking on your own vomit and stuff.
Yeah.
So is that, you think that's, do you think anyone, so we're on the, just FYI, we're on the highway, so it's going to be a little bit louder. Do you think people who take a lot of drugs, I mean, they know that what they're doing could kill them.
Yes.
So how could it not be accident and be a suicide? Like, that's my, like, every time I've dealt with drug overdoses in my career, they always rule them as accidental deaths, but I don't think they're accidental. I think they're suicides.
Okay.
Because you know what you're doing, and you know what the drugs can do to you, but you're going to continue to do it anyways. That's just like when somebody puts a gun to their head. You know what that gun can do, and you know that gun can kill you, and you're still doing it. That's suicide. So, what do you think?
Well, you are right, but sometimes there's an exception when you found someone overdose. It could have been a murder. But, yes, you do make a lot of sense.
Well, all of the drug overdoses I've dealt with, there's never been a suspect of somebody murdering someone else. Because there's always proof that this person either choked on their vomit or that their heart stopped or something like that. So, I don't think somebody could be murdered by an overdose from somebody else, because I mean, I can understand, like you said, people spiking your drinks
or like giving them the wrong medication, but you should have checked the medication anyways. That's what I'm
saying.
But
you know what the medication is capable of doing.
Yes.
If you know a medication is capable of killing you if you take too much of it, why do you take it? Why do you continue to take it?
I feel like it's suicidal more than anything.
So can I have an opinion?
Yeah.
Okay, so when people are using drugs, when you buy drugs, you may say that, okay,
this
street person uses a gram a day. They could use that same gram a day every day and it not have any kind of effect on them to kill them. But then it got laced with something they shouldn't have, that...
Fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl. And so they take it, and it kills them.
So that's murder. I think if somebody who's producing drugs puts enough... I mean, fentanyl... Have you ever seen the amount of fentanyl that can kill you? It is like... it's the size of an eraser on a pencil. That could kill you instantly. They tell us when we search vehicles to double glove up, because if you come in contact with fentanyl, it can kill you.
Yeah.
So, drug dealers who are lacing their drugs with fentanyl, I think that's murder, because they're intentionally trying to kill these people who are buying drugs from fentanyl that they know just a little bit. Oh, there's a cool cemetery. Is gonna kill their buyers. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it would be an accidental death for that person. So, I mean, they didn't intentionally kill themselves. They were just looking, chasing that high. Or, okay, just say, like, I had surgery 2 weeks ago. I take my medication. Y'all are good about making sure that I don't take more medicine than I'm supposed to, but say no one was home and I didn't remember I took my medicine and I kept taking it and kept taking it and kept taking it, but and say I overdose. That doesn't mean I wanted to kill myself. I just didn't realize that I was doing it.
I get that part, but I don't know. I mean it's a thin line. I agree with maybe people don't realize what they're... but people know what drugs can do to them. Like that.
Yes.
People know that meth, crack, heroin, ice... I mean, I know it's all in the same... They know it can kill them, so... I don't know. It's just a thin line with me. Sometimes, yes, when I'm at a scene, I think, okay, this was accidental. Then sometimes I'm like, nope, they knew what they were doing. They didn't go...
Alcoholics know what they're doing. They drink all the time, and then they die from alcohol, or they die from quit drinking alcohol.
Right. I had a death about 2 months ago where was found in his living room, and he was a heavy drinker for about 15 years and quit cold turkey for 2 weeks and died because his body relied so much on that alcohol that it couldn't function without the alcohol. But he knew what he was doing. But his death was ruled accidental. So, actually, I think it was ruled natural. I think he died a natural death. Yeah, he was only, like, early 50s, but still.
Yeah.
I don't, and to be honest with you, I don't think they sent him for an autopsy. I think that we had enough information at the scene that they knew that it was alcohol related that he had died. So, okay, so here we are getting off on our morbid tangents and morbid conversations and talking about death. So, Kaylin, what's something good that happened to you this week?
Ooh. Let's see here. I guess being homeschooling, but my favorite thing was I was walking. We live in BFE, so whatever. I asked my mom, of course. I went walking, and then I saw this horse, and I was like, I always put this horse through the fence, but can I go in the fence? So I walked up to this house. I knocked on it, which was very, very nerve-wracking. Do not knock on people's houses. But we saved their dog, at least. We saved their dog and handed the dog back to them. But this wasn't a different day. This was before I knocked on the door. So I knocked on the door. I asked them, hey, can I go through the gate and pet your horse? And he was like, yeah, you can do that anytime. And I was, like, super happy because my horse died.
So they let you go on their property and pet their horse?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was nice of them.
Yes, yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, and you got to see your little brother and your little sister.
Fun.
Sisters. Brothers, what is it? Brothers and sisters. I can't keep up with how many freaking kids your father has.
He's a whore. Hope y'all can catch that.
Sorry. So, let me think of anything good that happened to me this week. I arrested a guy yesterday on a warrant.
You got sleep?
I got sleep today.
You pulled over a famous person.
I pulled over a famous person. That was fun. I'm not going to say the name of who I pulled over because, first of all...
Privacy.
Privacy. And second of all, it could give away our location of where we're located.
Y'all
but,
already told
me
where y'all...
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Anyways, I pulled over a famous woman and her husband this week. I don't usually pull over for 10 over, but he had a nice-ass Corvette, and I wanted to see the Corvette, so I pulled him over for going 10 over the speed limit, and he gets out of the car, and he didn't say he was a celebrity. I knew who he was, though, because he's been in the area for a long time, both of him and his wife, and she was in the car, too. And so he shook my hand and said that... I gave him a business card. I gave her a business card. And I was like, if y'all ever need anything, give me a holler. And he was like, well, why don't you call me, reach out to me on Facebook, give me your number, and I'll give you a tour of our 600-acre ranch that we have.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so, that was cool. They were both really, really, really nice. I wish I could say their name, but I can't.
You should have gotten an autograph.
Well... That's not the first time I've met her. I've met her several times in the area. That was the first time I'd met him, and he was
nice.
So incredibly nice. Like, if every traffic stop went as smooth and as easy as that traffic stop did, my job would be so freaking easy. It would be boring. So,
yeah.
It was really nice to meet him, but yeah, I did get to pull a celebrity over. There's something on fire over on the other side of that hill.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
If you pulled over... a mom, a single mom, okay, with her kid in the back,
okay,
literally bleeding to death, and she was speeding like 40 over to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Would you give her a ticket?
No, I would not give her a ticket. I would get out. I would perform medical assistance to her. I would page for an ambulance to come meet us,
mm-hmm,
wait for the ambulance to get there. And then I would have a family member either come pick up the child,
yes,
or take the child with me back to my department and hang on to the child till a family member could get there. But no, I'm not going to ticket someone going 40 miles over the speed limit when they're in distress.
Yes.
But I'm going to make sure I get her off the road. I'm not going to let her drive herself to the hospital.
No, I meant the child. If the child was bleeding out, not the girl driving.
Oh, the child. I thought you were talking about the mother. If the child was bleeding out, I would do the exact same thing I said I would do for the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I would perform emergency services to the child, get him in the ambulance, and get him taken to the hospital. And then I'd probably escort the mom to the hospital if she didn't run the ambulance with her baby.
Yeah.
Which most parents want to do is they want to run the ambulance with their baby. So, but yeah. No, I would not ticket. There's too much. She's already going through so much.
Yes.
There's no reason to put extra strain on what she's going through. So I had a guy that rolled a tractor off of a hill on top of himself, and it crushed his legs.
Oh my God.
And when we were getting everything out of his pocket, it didn't kill him. He was alive. Mm-hmm. He was laughing. He was having a good time.
That's gonna be me.
When we were pulling everything out of his pocket, we found about a golf ball size of marijuana on him.
Oh.
And so, you know, marijuana is still illegal in the state. So
yes.
I took the marijuana, and he had over $1,000 in cash on him.
Mm-hmm.
Took the cash, put it in an evidence bag, told him, you know, if somebody wants to come pick this up, they can come pick it up. Well, his brother came and got the cash. I kept the marijuana, of course.
Yes.
Got rid of the marijuana. And somebody asked me from the department why I didn't give him a ticket. And I was like, because he's already going through so much today. I mean, it crushed both of his legs.
Yeah.
There's no reason to put more strain on him than, and I'm not going to handcuff him and make him stand up on his smashed ass legs and put him in the back of my police car and take him to jail for some fucking marijuana. That's just not happening.
Okay, so that just sounds like abuse right there. Trying to make him stand up.
Yeah. So,
no,
he didn't get a ticket, he didn't get a ticket. So
I have a question. What do y'all do with the marijuana or drugs?
Well, yes, marijuana is illegal in the state of Texas.
Yes.
There's some police officers that are gung-ho about getting marijuana off the street, which I totally understand. I get that. So they'll arrest you for any amount of marijuana.
But, like, what do they do with it?
They arrest you?
No, I mean with the marijuana.
I'm
not
explaining.
The people.
I am explaining.
Okay.
They arrest you, and they take the marijuana with them, and they place it in evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in evidence. So then when we get, like, meth, or we get pipes, or we get needles with heroin in them, or anything that, any kind of evidence for our case, it goes into evidence. And this field on the left side of the highway is on fire.
Yay. It looks like a house.
It does look like a house. And it smells like a house, too.
Oh, yeah. It smells like burnt ramen.
That's not good. Okay. So, they keep stuff in evidence until the trial's over, until your case is closed. And then it stays in evidence for a little bit longer in case something comes up.
Yeah.
And then they send it to the DPS lab in Waco, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the DPS lab gets rid of all evidence. They burn all evidence.
Okay, so they burn it.
Yes. They burn drugs. They burn the marijuana. They burn guns. They burn knives. They burn clothes. They get rid of it.
Wow.
It just goes away. But they're...
That sounds like a fun job, though.
To work in the evidence room?
No, to burn everything.
Oh, like in Waco?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be a fun job. They have a fun job in Waco because it's the headquarters for DPS here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And which DPS is Department of Public Safety, which are your state troopers. And so, yeah, I think they have a fun job. I think it would be fun to work with evidence stuff. And logging evidence is a tedious process.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while. You have to log in every piece of evidence you get.
Yeah.
And so, like, the other day when I found a wallet with, like, 60 credit cards in it.
Yeah.
And none of the credit cards came back to the lady that I was talking to. I had to log every single one of those credit cards in by themselves.
Yep.
And then turn them into evidence. So
I know what to do, like, at a crime scene, what to wear, what's appropriate, like, as a, what is it called? Not a police officer.
Crime scene technician?
Yes.
Okay.
And how they died, what to do when they, and you see all of that, and when they died, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All of that. I find it cool, though, because they take measurements, they can see when you died.
Yeah.
Which is actually really cool to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everyone who doesn't like blood and gore.
Well, you can get a general idea of how long somebody's been dead.
Yes.
Because rigor mortis sets in. As soon as your heart stops beating, the blood starts to pool. Like, if you're laying on your back,
mm-hmm.
like the guy I did CPR on, I grabbed him and rolled him over, and rigor mortis had already set in. So there was no way of bringing him back. So I stopped CPR at that point. So there's a way to get a general idea of how long somebody's been dead just by the way that the blood is pooled at the bottom of the body or wherever. It would be like pouring water into an empty
cup.
And wherever that water settles, that's, you know, that's how, like, blood settles in your body.
Yes.
Hold on, we're about to have a wreck.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're good.
Don't say that.
We're good.
Can you see it on?
Yes, I have my seatbelt on.
Okay, so we're in the area where we're going to go buy fish. That was fun. Just a random
podcast.
There was no reviewing what we were going to talk about.
Or skirt.
I was just like, hey, let's get in the car. Let's go get these fish and let's take the mics with us and plug it up and just have a normal conversation. And it's been morbid.
Yeah.
Because that's how we are. And I explained on the Facebook page the other day, yes, we know Caitlin is a teenager. We get that. We're okay with the way Caitlin is as a teenager. She is well aware of what is right and wrong. I'm not going to let a conversation get too deep. That's too deep for her. So we don't need input from other people telling us what we're doing wrong with our daughter when it comes to doing this podcast. If you don't like the way that me and Caitlin talk, then maybe this podcast is not for you.
For you.
And we apologize for that, but that's just how we are. We're going to say what we want to say. We're going to say how we say it. And like I said on the Facebook page, there's not going to be a lot of editing to our podcast. I don't have a lot of time to edit podcasts.
No.
Caitlin doesn't have a lot of time to edit podcasts. So a lot of the podcasts that we put out is going to be straight raw shit that we've said. We're going to end the recording and post that shit. And what you hear is what you hear.
We're brutally honest.
We're brutally honest.
We're not going to be like going around it. We're going to say it straight forward.
Right. And yes, she's 13. I get that. But what she wants to talk about is what she wants to talk about. We're open to anything Caitlin wants to talk about. We're here to listen to anything Caitlin wants to talk about. So, like I said, if you have a problem with the way we let our teenage daughter talk, then this podcast is not for you. But if you're open-minded and you want to put us on, like, I know there were some F-bombs dropped in this episode, but you know what? I'm an adult. Hopefully the people listening to this podcast are mainly adults. If not, I don't know what to tell you when you find out your teenage kid is listening to our podcast.
Sorry for the influence.
Yeah, but you know what? Like I said, what you hear is what you're going to get. So, Caitlin, do you have anything to add to that?
No, not really. You basically said it all.
Okay.
No room.
Because I just
talk.
I know we're going to get messages from people that are like, why would you let your teenage daughter talk like that? She's a kid. She's a teenager. And we're open to anything Caitlin has to say. And we listen to what Caitlin has to say. We answer questions that Caitlin asks. And Caitlin, when she asks a question, she wants to know the real answer.
Yeah,
so.
I'm nosy Rosie. And if you say something like, if I ask if my fish died, don't say, no, sweetie, it drowned. No, please don't say that.
She wants the real deal. She wants the real questions. She's interested. And I'm not going to bullshit with her. Like, if she wants to know something, I'll tell her straight up. So, like I said, I've enjoyed chit-chatting on the way to DFW. Your mother has obviously enjoyed the chit-chat on the way to DFW because yes. she's asleep in the passenger seat.
She loved it.
So, we're here. We've parked. We're at the pet store. We're going to get some fish.
Are we going to come back and do another one?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a different episode. It'll be posted yes. at a later date. I don't know what we're going to do on the way home. I'm hungry, so we're probably going to have to eat somewhere. So, anyways, oof. I've enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. It was fun talking. This is what we talk about anyways.
Yeah.
Home and back. Wait, no.
Yeah.
To the place and back. Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll catch y'all next episode on...
I have a question.
So, we'll see y'all later.
See you later.
Bye.
Maybe.